Hi, we're Jeff and Shanti Feldheim.
And we're here to unlock the mysteries of your wife.
Which?
Is possible. And we can explain why we say that in a minute.
So for all us guys out there, trying to achieve that, understanding the mysteries of our wives, also comes with another goal that probably all of us might have. We might not necessarily verbalize it, but it's we want peace in our relationships, peace in our home. And by understanding our wives, we come real close to getting there with that.
Absolutely.
So a few years back, Shanti and I were giving a talk at a conference, and we were the talk that we were giving was, what were some of the secrets that the happiest couples do? And we'd kind of went through some of the practical stuff that we had learned through that research study. At the end, we were out talking in the lobby of the venue, and a guy came up to me. He was probably 10, 15 years older than me, and he had a folded piece of paper, and he handed it to me, and he walked away. And on that outside of that paper, it said, "The Secret to a Happy Marriage." So I, of course, was curious, and I unfolded it. And in it, he had written, he said, "You know, when my wife and I were first married, we made some decisions. And the decisions we made were that she would make all of the minor decisions. She'd decide all of the minor decisions that faced our family, and I would decide all the major ones." And he said, "I got to tell you, I can honestly say that after 40 years of marriage, we've never had a major decision." So there's our talk wrapped up in one little story.
No, it's not. Although I will say, even though, you know, he was sort of tongue-in-cheek, the truth is, it is actually possible to get to this place of happiness and to get to this place of true peace in your home. And here's why we can say that. We're social researchers. We've been doing this for about 18 years, and we have conducted now 12 nationally representative studies on men and women and marriage and relationships in order to dig out what are those little things that you may not necessarily know that once you know them and apply them, make a really big difference. It's kind of the high leverage stuff. Like if you're just going to make this one little change, what little change is going to have a really big impact? And in these studies, we interviewed and surveyed more than 35,000 men and women over the last 18 years. We've spent more than $750,000 on the research in order to be able to give you guys really good, rigorous data so that you can trust what we're saying. Now, that said, from this point on, we're going to be sharing some generalizations about how women tended to answer these survey questions and some of the things that we found that were really important. But these are generalizations. There's always going to be exceptions. By definition, if 80% of women said one way, 20% didn't, right? The key is to understand that although everyone is an individual, this is a pretty good starting point for you to be able to go, is this true of my wife? Is this actually the way that she thinks? And use it as a starting point to ask her.
So we're going to hit a few of those kind of truths about the way most women feel. And let's see where we go from it.
Yeah. Do you mind if I mention one quick thing about how much the men are probably already trying?
Sure.
Because I think that this is probably important. Most of this is going to be Jeff. I'll be chiming in. But one of the big picture things that I want to mention, because I've been working on this for even a couple years longer than you have.
Absolutely.
One of the things that we have seen is that in most cases, the issues that may come up in your relationship, or, you know, if you hear your wife say things like, you know, I feel like you don't care about me, or she asks you questions like, do you really love me? Or she feels like you aren't listening, or whatever those things are. You may think, but I've been trying. Like, I love my wife. I care about her. How can I make her feel that way? Here's the issue that we found across all these relationships, and most of us, most of the time, those problems aren't coming from big issues. When we have tensions in our marriage, it's usually not the big ticket stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes it is. Like sometimes there is an addiction or somebody was sexually abused as a child and it's causing problems. But most of the time, what we found is that you've got a husband and a wife who care about each other, and they are both trying really hard to show that care. But because they don't know some of these things about each other that we're going to share, like with you about your wife, hopefully, it may be that these couples are trying hard in the wrong areas, and they're missing each other and not making each other feel cared for. And you may not be making your wife feel cared for in the way you feel like she should after all your work.
Exactly. Trying hard.
Trying really hard. And one of the things that also happens, believe it or not, sometimes we even try hard, and it's not just that we're missing each other. Sometimes we're actually even hurting each other's feelings, and we don't intend to. And so that is one of the things that we're going to do, is essentially show you these things you may not have known about your wife that are very simple, and you can try hard in the right areas, and it changes everything.